Now will you notice he says there is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. Actually, riches today don't help a great many people. What a picture that you have here. Now, the poor man, sometimes happier than the rich man, therefore. However, Paul said he knew how to abound and he knew how to be abased. Very frankly, it's harder, I'm told, to abound than it is to be abased. However, I like to try both. Verse 14, but those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there's nothing in his hand. In other words, you accumulate a fortune, leave it to a boy, and he'll run through it. He'll spend it all. But today, men have become pretty wise. They don't leave it to their son. They leave it to a fund or to a trustee or whatever they do, and somebody else doles it out to the boy. And therefore, they're able to keep their riches. And we got a lot of prominent men today that never made a dime in their lives. And they would not know how to use money. But the reason they stay rich is because of the way the old man left it. And that, to my judgment, is the thing that's becoming a great question today. Now, will you notice, and may I pause to say this, I think that finally in this nation the division is not going to be between races. I don't think it'll be black and white or the minority groups and the white race or the black. I don't think that's going to be ultimately the problem. The problem's going to finally narrow down to rich and poor. Always has. And I think it always will. That'll be the line of demarcation. And I think some of the rich have sensed that, and that's the reason that so many rich men are liberal today. It's because they've already got their money, you can't touch it. They can use it, and they're willing to bring in liberalism so you can be taxed and you can pay for the programs that are being used today. They do not pay for it at all. Now, that is the real problem. And may I say to you that this man, Solomon, is speaking into that kind of a problem, and that these things will not satisfy, nor do we have the solution to the problems of life like this.